This is WUWM's Chuck Quernbach. Health officials are hoping to slow or reverse an increase in Wisconsin's suicides over the last decade. The State Department of Health Services reports 861 people in Wisconsin died by suicide last year. Over the weekend, as part of National Suicide Prevention Awareness Month, the Milwaukee Office of Violence Prevention held an information session at Sherman Park. 19-year-old Amai Collins told the crowd that during high school she became very depressed about her then situation and view of her future. Collins says she stopped laughing and isolated herself from her friends.
So when I was finally ready to like disappear and everything like that, I ended up taking a bunch of pills and everything like that, but I'm still here, so it was unsuccessful. But it was a lot.
Collins says the incident did not end her depression, but soon she went to an after-school discussion about mental health, related well to another young woman's stories, and cried. Collins says she also learned to talk about her feelings. Today she's a mental health advocate and on track to become a manager at a department store. Venetia Kendrick says several years ago she also had what she calls a moment of despair. She told friends who called police. Kendrick left her home and avoided the authorities, but says she came to appreciate what her friends did.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yep. That was one thing to recognize at that time. And this was after, you know, really realizing, man, to know that, yes, they called the police, but they care enough, you know, that my life is still here, that I'm still living. You know, regardless of what the aftermath is, the main thing was their concern for my life.
Kendrick is now a community outreach specialist for adolescent suicide with the Milwaukee Health Department and Violence Prevention Office. She says she often thinks how her daughter would never have been born if she had gone ahead with suicide.
After I had my attempt, years down the line, I had my daughter. If I would have taken my life, my daughter wouldn't be here. That's a legacy that I would have stopped because of one decision.
Kendrick urges people to make use of local mental health groups, agencies, national hotlines, or texting numbers, especially if you've just lost a loved one or a job. And Kendrick says while the weekend event focused on getting word out to the Black community, suicide is a universal concern.
You know, it's a Sherman and Burleigh problem. It's a South 16th Street problem. You know, it's a Wauwatosa problem. It's a state of Wisconsin problem. It's a United States problem. It's a global problem.
State and federal statistics show men 3 or 4 times more likely to commit suicide than women, with higher rates in the white community than with other racial groups. Access to lethal means like firearms or illegal drugs increases the risk of self-harm. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.